They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Critics of the mission in Libya focus on the expense.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama will speak tonight about the situation in Libya, and he's expected to answer congressional critics who want more consultation as well as communication about how much the no-fly zone will cost U.S. taxpayers. Our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale is with us live now to talk about all this. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So it does seem like with the situation in Libya, the focus is now turning to the budget.
Yeah, both Republicans and Democrats are asking some really pointed questions. For example, on Meet the Press yesterday, Senator Richard Lugar, who's the top Republican on the Senate Relations, Foreign Relations Committee, said that it makes no sense for Congress to be cutting budget items and making tough decisions to cut the deficit while the White House continues to spend money in Libya.
But who knows how long this goes on? And furthermore, who has really budgeted for Libya at all? I have not really heard the administration come forward saying that we're going to have to devote these funds, folks, and therefore it's something else will have to go, or it simply adds to the deficit.
And John, President Obama speaking tonight, how might he answer that kind of criticism?
Well, he'll probably downplay the cost. He'll say, yes, at the beginning, there were some very expensive operations moving Navy ships and planes into position and firing several hundred of those Tomahawk missiles at nearly $1 million each. But he'll say those operations were successful, but for the most part, they're over. And with other countries now sharing the costs in the future, the UN, the Arab League has asked for this. NATO is now running the entire undertaking. He'll argue this has been very cost effective.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Well, now to an item that's weighing down state budgets, the cost of unemployment benefits. As Marketplace's Janet Babin reports, this week the governor of Michigan is considering cutting back on those benefits.
Michigan recently passed a law that would slice jobless benefits from 26 weeks down to 20 weeks. Republican lawmakers say the bill would save businesses hundreds of millions in unemployment taxes. But the governor still has to sign the law, and Democratic Congressman Sandy Levin is hoping he doesn't.
This is such a serious backward step that we shouldn't give up.
The new law would make Michigan the only state to offer less than 26 weeks of unemployment benefits. But other states hit hard by the last recession. Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, and Indiana are also looking for ways to limit jobless claims and might adopt cuts of their own. Andrew Stettner with the National Employment Law Project says many states were unprepared for such high jobless claims.
There was kind of a belief that we wouldn't have severe recessions again. So states really stopped saving in terms of their unemployment insurance premiums.
Stettner says slashing benefits now could stall the fragile recovery. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Asian markets are lower this morning. European markets are mixed at this hour. The gourmet fruit seller Harry and David is expected to file for bankruptcy as soon as today. The 77-year-old Oregon company has had a hard time luring customers to its expensive fruit gift baskets because of the recession. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 50 points to close at 12,220.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. By Chevrolet, undertaking a carbon-reducing effort, investing in projects like wind farms and planting trees across America over the next few years. ChevyCarbonReduction.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
Here in Los Angeles, it's now a challenge to find gas that is cheaper than $4 a gallon. In other parts of the country, when you want cheaper fuel, you can simply cross state lines. Consider the border of Illinois and Missouri. Illinois has some of the most expensive gas in the country. Missouri, some of the cheapest. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington reports, Missouri has a reputation for undercutting its neighbors.
One of the cardinal rules about interstate travel through the Midwest, gas up before you hit Illinois. Illinois levies a hefty 42 cents per gallon tax on gasoline, among the highest gas taxes in the country. Compare that with Missouri, which only charges 17 cents per gallon, and you're bound to see a lot of Illinois license plates in St. Louis gas stations.
We almost never buy gas in Illinois.
Cameron Holloway lives in Illinois and drives across the Mississippi River every day to work in St. Louis. During the last oil crisis in 2008, he actually ran out of gas trying to make it to Missouri.
I always know that in Illinois it's 20 cents or so more than it is in Missouri, and so I'm always going to fill up over here.
And it's not just gasoline where Missouri undercuts its neighbor. The state also has lower taxes on beer, liquor, cigarettes, even sales tax.
This is a fall-on-the-sword issue when it comes to state fuel taxes, state tobacco taxes.
Ron Leone heads a lobbying group for Missouri's gas stations and convenience stores. He says the lower taxes attract tens of thousands of cross-border shoppers every day.
We will do everything within our power to keep them low, to keep them reasonable.
But critics point out that cutting taxes on gas or cigarettes has never actually increased state revenues or paid for any new roads or bridges. Ralph Martiri is the director of an Illinois think tank called the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability.
All the data show that supply-side theory of public finance, it just doesn't work. So anyone who's counting on that coming through, people buying substantially more gasoline because the taxes are lower, are, I think the technical fiscal term is goofy.
Martiri says a race to the bottom in taxes may not be a successful long-term strategy. He points to studies in Illinois that show every tax dollar spent on infrastructure has actually created $1.50 in economic activity. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And finally, it seems the pending takeover of T-Mobile by rival AT&T hasn't yet stopped T-Mobile from running ads making fun of AT&T's service. At least one of those T-Mobile commercials, which says, quote, "Sometimes you just gotta pay more to be slower. It makes sense if you don't think about it," end quote. That ad is still running, which means somebody at T-Mobile ad sales probably just got added to the list of redundant jobs when the merger goes through. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Middle East is exploding, as you know, loudly and in real life. Virtually, too.
A lot of people were mobilized by the fact that they've been seeing what's going on Facebook. We became 50 to 200 in no time. In less than an hour, we became 30,000 people.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Revolution 2.0, and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.